All Unity Plans, Swedish krona stablecoin, pushes into AI agentic payments. Germany's All Unity, the BaFin-licensed stablecoin issuer behind the euro-denominated EURAU, said on May 20, 2026, it is preparing a Swedish krona stablecoin and a payment stack designed for AI agents transacting on behalf of users and businesses. The plan, reported by CoinDesk, would make All Unity the first MICA-licensed issuer to mint a stablecoin pegged to a non-euro European currency. All Unity is a joint venture between DWS, Galaxy Digital, and Flow Traders. EURAU launched in July 2025 after All Unity received its e-money institution license from BaFin, making it one of the earliest fully MICA-compliant euro stablecoins to come out of Germany. The Swedish Krona project would extend that license framework across the EU passport into a market that has resisted euro adoption. SEK is a deliberate choice. Not an accident Sweden sits outside the eurozone, but inside the EU single market. That means a MICA-licensed issuer can passport into the country without local reauthorization, while still issuing a token pegged to the local currency. The Riksbank has been one of the more advanced central banks studying digital money, with multi-year work on the eKrona retail CBDC pilot, and Swedish payments are already among the most cashless in Europe. For All Unity, that combination means a market that already understands digital settlement, plus a regulatory route that does not require building a new license stack. EURAU's MICA approval can be reused. The hard work is reserve management, redemption operations, and bank rails for the new currency, not the legal scaffolding. It also gives institutional users a way to settle euro to krona flows on-chain without touching FX desks at slow hours. With the krona trading at roughly 11 to the euro at the time of writing, even a small basis point improvement on conversion adds up at corporate scale. Agentic payments is the bigger bet. The second leg of the announcement is harder to pin down, but potentially more important. All Unity says it is building an agentic payments stack, rails for AI agents to pay other agents, suppliers, or APIs without a human approving every transfer. In practice, this means programmable spending controls, per-agent limits, per-vendor allow lists, time-bound budgets, machine-to-machine authentication, and stablecoin settlement that can confirm in seconds rather than the days it takes a SWIFT wire to clear. EURAU and a future SEKAU would be the settlement assets. All Unity would be the issuer and the compliance layer that AI counterparties can verify against. Crypto's biggest payments companies have started moving in the same direction. Stripe acquired Bridge in 2024 to bring stablecoin rails into its merchant stack, and Visa, MasterCard, and a growing list of issuers have piloted card programs that route through stablecoin balances. What All Unity is describing pushes past card rails into a layer where the agent is the customer. Crypto context: stablecoin supply at record, MICA still rolling. The announcement lands while the broader crypto market sits at a record stablecoin supply north of $323 billion, with Bitcoin trading at $77,438 and the Fear and Greed Index reading 40 neutral on the morning of the news. Stablecoin issuance has continued to climb even as risk assets have softened, with treasury allocations flowing into USDC, USDT, and a small but growing wedge of MICA-compliant European tokens. For users, the practical near-term implication is narrow. SEKAU does not exist yet, and All Unity has not published a launch date. The Swedish Krona plan is best read as a signal about where MICA-licensed issuers can credibly go next. Polish Zloty, Danish Krone, and Czech Koruna are all candidates for the same logic. For developers and treasurers, the interesting question is the agentic payment side. If AI agents start moving real money on regulated euro and krona rails, the design choices made now, KYB on the agent operator, spending caps, real-time reporting to BaFin, will set the template for how every other jurisdiction handles this.